This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, now a senior strategist with the U.S. Army. We want to get his reaction to Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad heading to the United Nations today for discussions about the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and instead giving a diatribe about the nuclear programs of the United States and Israel. And, Colonel, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Well, obviously the premise for this conference was to talk about the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which is now more than 40 years old, but instead Ahmadinejad talking about the need for his country's nuclear program because of the ones in the U.S. and Israel, yet he still claims that they don't have a nuclear weapons program. So what was the point of his appearance today?
Well, he's confrontational no matter where he is, whether in Tehran or in New York City. Ahmadinejad knows that he's been caught cold-handed in terms of with his enrichment programs, which he's denied access in many cases to the UN. And when he does allow them in, they validate that, yeah, he does have more than, you know, he's been telling. And, of course, we've had other revelations about the technologies he has, the missile launches that he practices in the open. His program, no one in the, certainly in the Western intelligence community, doubts that the man has the pieces to put together a nuclear arsenal, and it's just a matter of time before he'll have that, and certainly he has the intent. So all of what happened today was really pro forma. He, of course, went after President Obama for his nuclear posture review, criticizing him that, say, look, you, the United States, have used them in the past, and now you threaten to use them against us. Now, you know, admittedly, in the nuclear posture review, there is a provision that if you don't comply with the non-proliferation treaty, as Iran doesn't, then you are fair game should there be a need to use nuclear weapons. And so he made issue of that, and he made issue of a number of other things.
And Colonel, obviously Ahmadinejad likes to thumb his nose at the international community, but for a regime that's, from all accounts, relatively close to developing nuclear weapons, why come to New York and fan the flames and gather more attention rather than stay at home and hope the world largely ignores you?
Well, he hasn't lost any, I suppose, domestic credibility. And even by rattling that saber in the region where he lives, he has a lot of their attention. He's threatened time and again, look, you know, stay out of our face. Don't continue to confront us. You know, the Obama administration threatened, you know, diplomacy. That didn't work. Sanctions, it looks as if the fourth, you know, I suppose, regimen of sanctions, which President Obama wants, is going to fail. Certainly won't have any tough ones. Ahmadinejad hasn't lost yet. He hasn't felt any pain. So why change your tactic? Confrontational tactics have paid off thus far. I don't see him changing unless something dramatic happens, and I don't think that's going to take place anytime soon.
Whether it's Sunday on Meet the Press or in her own comments today at the UN, Hillary Clinton basically dismissing Ahmadinejad's theatrics as just that, a distraction designed to take the focus of the gathering off of the issue at hand, or off of Iran's nuclear program. Does that posture publicly from the Obama administration suggest a little bit of a change of course? When you talked about initially, we'll talk to you, we'll have diplomacy, now it's kind of you're the annoying person in the room.
Well, they recognize that Ahmadinejad's getting his way. And in fact, if he continues to get his way, this treaty is essentially worthless. You know, it's been in place for many years. 189 nations subscribe to it, but it has not kept his nation, North Korea, Pakistan, or even India and others from acquiring nuclear weapons. So really, what good is it?
Well, Colonel, in terms of the Israeli issue, you and I have talked before about the relationship of the current administration to Israel, and now we hear more and more talk about this Israeli nuclear program, which before was never confirmed, never denied. It was just kind of this nebulous idea out there. Now it gets talked about more and more, and some are suggesting now that the United States might even join some others in pushing Israel to either reduce or eliminate its arsenal in order to remove that premise from the Iranians. Any validity to that?
Well, certainly the Obama administration and his people want to do that. But, You know, the policy of ambiguity that the Israelis have had for years just keeps their Arab neighbors, which are not terribly friendly, guessing. And certainly it keeps the Iranians guessing. I suspect that, you know, nations like Saudi Arabia kind of feel comforted to a certain degree that Iran, which seems to be out of control, is somewhat kept in check by Israel, which they believe, of course, has a nuclear arsenal. It probably does. And it has a capability through Dolphin submarines, through ballistic missiles, and through I-15s and 16Is to deliver those weapons through bombers. So, yeah, that's the game that we're playing in the world, and it's a big, very dangerous game of chicken.
Colonel, it's fascinating. What do you expect to be the next step here from the Obama administration?
Well, the Obama administration will declare victory as a result of the treaty negotiations or the program in New York after this month. That won't be the case. Then, of course, they'll try to get some sanctions. They'll probably get some, but they won't be tough sanctions. I just think long-term that Iran is going to become a nuclear state, and of course Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and many of the Arab neighbors are going to say, well, can't let that happen without us going in the same direction. So we'll have a nuclear arms race in the Mideast, which of course will make the entire region far more volatile than it already is.
And that's the last thing we need, certainly. Colonel, it's great to have you with us as always. Thanks for your insight.
Thanks, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army Colonel Bob McGinnis, now a senior strategist with the U.S. Army. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.